It's the WFEA Morning Update with Drew Klein.
Well, Portsmouth, New Hampshire is 400 years old, believe it or not. And to celebrate, as part of the celebration, there's tall ships and they're back. And here to tell us about it is Valerie Rochon. Hey, Valerie.
Good morning, Drew. How are you?
Hey, I'm pretty good. How are you out there? Is it foggy and cloudy? Is it sunny? How is it in Portsmouth this morning?
It is an absolutely gorgeous blue sky, not a cloud in the sky day. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, stop. I shouldn't have even had you on. Now you're going to make me depressed, and I want to get out to Portsmouth more than usual. So you've got tall ships coming in. Tell us about that. When can people see them?
Yes. Well, the Sail Portsmouth Parade is tomorrow, starting at 6:15, and this is the annual parade of sail. However, this is the first time in memory that six tall ships will be coming into port. Mm. So we've also got a flotilla of 400, which is in inviting more boats to join the parade of sail. So always the Portsmouth Fireboat is at the front of the parade with the water spouting. It's just, you know, it's impressive. And then you have these massive tall ships coming through. They are the Bodwin, the Lynx, the Dennis Sullivan, Arungundalo, the Trinidad, and the Ernestina Morrissey. Some of those have been here before, but not all of them.
Mm. Yes, yeah, six
so
is a lot.
Starting at, yes, it is a lot. They'll be starting at the 2KR buoy out at the mouth of Portsmouth Harbor, mm-hmm. and they will sail up the Piscataqua River, up to the bridge, the first bridge, the Memorial Bridge, and then turn around and come back and dock. So as they go by, they will be passing the blessing of the fleet, which mm-hmm. has been brought back for the first time since the 1980s, and is the brainchild of Jason Brewster, who of Brewster Bait and Tackle, who remembers really fondly the blessing of the fleets back when he was a child mm-hmm. and how much fun they were. And so he has, along with P&H 400, worked to bring, I think we have seven clergy coming onto Fortrey Island, and they'll be blessing the fleet as it goes by. Mm. And those assembled will include Denise and Paul Puglio, who are the heads of the Kawasak Band of the Penacook Abnaki tribe. So really trying to be inclusive and non-denominational, or all denominational, if you will. So it's a parade, it's a parade fireboat, it's tall ships, it's tours on the boats, it's a flotilla 400, where actually boaters who join it can fill out raffle tickets to win the $1,000 ticket, a cash prize for the Hamilton Marine. And it's the blessing of the fleet, and then from Friday through Monday are the tours on the boats.
So for
and
tomorrow,
that's the Trinidad and the Ernestina Morrissey that will be docked at the State Pier.
Uh-huh.
And people can see, they can go aboard the ships, they can learn about their history and their rigging and their mission and meet the sailors, and then hang around. There's exhibitor booths, entertainment, food for purchase, pirates, and reenactors. And I mean, it's just going to be a party.
Well, just to be clear, I hope the pirates are also reenactors, because I would hate to see real pirates landing in Portsmouth. I think that might not be such a fun time. For tomorrow, well, I should say for Thursday night, when we have the parade of sail, what do you recommend for those of us who are not in Portsmouth to get a glimpse of this? Should we come really early? Where should we park roughly? What tips would you give us for coming out to see this?
All great questions. I would suggest that you come out a little bit earlier in the day and park either out at, there will be some parking out at Pierce Island, although a lot of that will be taken up by the participants in the parade. Mm-hmm. So there'll be some there. There are shuttles that go from Little Harbor School and go back and forth all day long between Sale Portsmouth and the Little Harbor School. There's also the garages. We have the High Hanover Garage and the Foundry Place Garage, which is a couple of minutes further walk, but you can stay there all day without any time limit, and it's the cheapest parking in town. So I would recommend the Foundry Place Garage.
Yeah, I tend to head that direction. It's a pretty great place to park. So for this weekend, you're going to have the ability to get on some tall ships, but this is not the entirety of Portsmouth 400. So is this the sort of the capstone weekend, or what else do you have for Portsmouth 400, and how does it fit in with this weekend?
Oh, gosh. Well, Portsmouth NH 400 was created to create, manage, and market events throughout 2023 to celebrate the 400th anniversary of the European settlement of Portsmouth, while at the same time honoring the 12,000 years of inhabitants of our indigenous nations who came before us. So trying to focus on one of our core values of diversity, inclusion, and accessibility. So we have events that range from historical education to tall ships to some of our signature events. We had a parade in June, a big parade in June that was very organic, and the finale of that was the Portsmouth Clipper Alumni Band, which was almost 300 members of the Portsmouth High School Band from 1957 to present day, all marching together, all wearing the same uniforms, and almost all playing music and stopping along the line of the parade and just blowing people away. It was a goosebump producing event.
So Valerie, for this weekend, we're about out of time. Where can people go? Do you have a website where people can look up some of the details of the events this weekend?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you want to learn about the ships, you need to go to sailportsmouth.org.
Okay.
If you want to learn about the Flotilla 400, you need to go to propellerclubportsmouth.org.
I think
if
we
you
probably
want to learn about all of it, go to PortsmouthNH400.
PortsmouthNH400.org. Well, Valerie Rochon, thank you so much for your time and for helping us figure out our plans for this weekend. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Drew.
It was great to have you. And, hey, we'll be right back on 99.9 and AM 1370 WFEA.